Fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
但记得哟，我们团契是与圣灵团契。
When you get together,
当我们聚在一起的时候
，the Lord will add to your numbers.
神会加人给你们。
And in that way, we all can serve God.
那这样的方式呢，我们就每个人都可以侍奉神了。
By increasing His kingdom here on earth.
是要增加神的国度在我们当中。
Amen.Now you can hear on the news, there's many wars going on now.
那在新闻上大家不难看到现在有很多的战争。
And so, even if you're not worried,
就算你自己觉得不担心哈。
One way or the other, it's going to affect our lives.
但是怎么都会影响到我们的生活的。
So if you have relatives and friends who are not yet believers, pray.
那如果我们还有朋友亲人都还没有信主的话，我们要
为他们祷告。Don't worry, being told off by them, seeing them angry, doesn't matter. Just tell them the gospel.
不要担心他们恶语相向啊，或者不接受，一定要告诉他们福音。
Amen. Because if you really love someone, let them go mad.
如果你真的是那么爱一个人的话，你就把他逼疯了，让他信主的。
If you hate someone, don't tell them Jesus.
那你要是很讨厌、很恨有那些人呢，你就故意不跟他们讲耶稣就好了。
Amen. If you do not like somebody and you can see a cliff right in front of you, you don't tell them.
你要是不喜欢一个人呢，你看到那个人前面就是悬崖，你就故意不会告诉他。
You let them just walk.
你就让他们去走，走了就掉下去了。
Amen. And that is why, brothers and sisters, sometimes God does not intervene.In a country or in someone's life, but that country or that person may feel life is good.
所以有的时候，当神不去干涉一些人、一个国家或者生活的时候，那些国家和人呢，就会误会一切都挺好的。
But the Bible actually says they're going down a slippery slope.
但其实圣经确实说，他们已经在下滑，走下坡路了。
Amen. They don't realize that.
只是他们自己不觉得。
So in our fellowship, it's very important.
所以在我们的团契当中很重要。
Not only are we getting to know each other,
不光是我们要互相认识哦。
But we're there to encourage each other by prophesying.
但是我们还要借着先知性的预言来鼓励对方。
Amen. But make sure your friends and families are there.
所以你们的朋友和亲人都要在场哦。
Amen. May the Lord bless you this summer.
让主来祝福你们这个暑期暑假。
Hallelujah. The weather is always good.
天气呢在暑假总是好的。
So, you don't need to go on holiday that much.
你们都不太需要去度假的。
The weather is good here already.
英国的这个太阳这么好，还不如就在英国了。
Now, I want to tell you, talk to you about something.
那我想跟大家讲的主题呢
?That some people might find offensive today.
可能有的人会觉得比较被冒犯到。
Because it might go against your understanding of God.
因为可能会挑战到你自己觉得你对神的认知。
I don't know whether you realize something.
我不知道你们有意识到哈。
A lot of what we, there are stuff that we learn in church, and especially in the Western church.It doesn't work.
你会发现我们在西方教会所学的这些知识其实都没什么用。
There's a lot of talk, but it doesn't work.
光讲得好听，但真的实际生活中就不管用。
And yet, we carry on doing it.
但是我们还是不小心就按着这种方法去活了。
And worse, we teach other people things that doesn't work.
更糟糕的是，其实在我们自己身上都没怎么管用，我们还是跟别人说很管用。
Instead of getting before God, reading the Bible, seek His face, and say, Lord,How can it work?
而不是说真心的去寻求自己在话语里面寻求，在祷告中间寻求神呐、啊，为什么我的信仰不管用
？And that's why we study the Bible.
这是为什么我们要学习神的话语圣经
？That's why we go to Bible college. We learn the Bible. We learn the language in order to dig out the treasure from the Scripture.
这也是为什么有人在积极的学习神学，甚至要学习希伯来语，就是为了能够深研深究神的话语。
Rather from the YouTube.
而不是就是直接在网上自己乱学哈。
You see, many times the stuff that we hear pleases our flesh.
很多时候我们喜欢找那些自己肉体听了很爽的东西。
Amen. That's why we dare not think about God in any other way other than Him being nice and gentle and soft and loving.
所以我们就一般不会真的去考虑到我们到底认不认识神，总是说神是很好的、很良善的、很有爱的。
And then we ignore most of the Bible about.Things that he does that we can't agree with.
那些神呢，就是不太好的那些很凶的地方哈，在圣经里面我们就好像没看到一样。
Such as killing his son.
就比如说杀自己的儿子。
None of us would dare do that.
这些我们在场的人谁会杀自己的儿子？ 谁会杀自己的孩子呢？
Yet he killed Jesus.
但是父神却亲自杀了自己的孩子，为了我们的缘故。
That thinking is beyond our understanding.
这样的思维已经完全超乎我们自己的维度了。
That love is not our love.
这样的爱已经不再是我们想象中的这种爱了。
It does not please the flesh.
因为它不再是让我们肉体自己觉得开心了。
But that's true love.
而是那是真正的爱。
Where he, the very, his only begotten son died for us.
他竟然让他自己唯一的独生子来为我们而死。
We are enemies to God, and yet he became our friend.
我们是神的敌人，但是神却要这样跟我们
做朋友。We are orphans, and he became our father.
我们本是孤儿，可是他却要当我们的父亲。
So today I want to talk to you about the Spirit, the way he directs us.
所以今天我们要讨论的话题是圣灵的方向。
How he...Many times we want the Holy Spirit to guide us.
很多时候我们都说主啊，来带领我们。
But often we want to choose our own path.
但其实我们每次都是走在自己以为的道路上。
God has a path for you and it has a path for me.
神其实给了你一条路，也给了我们一条路。
And each path that we walk down has its own set of rules.
每一条路你所走的那条路上都有他们自己的规则。
No matter what you try to do, if you want to pursue after God,You have to go through the process.
不管你想做什么，但是你一定要按照这个规则来追求神。
And you have to walk the path by faith.
你需要带着信心走在这条道路上面。
Not by feelings.
而不是凭着感觉来走。
But by faith.
一定是凭着信心在
走。You may not agree with it.
你也许都不赞同的。
You may not like it.
你也许都不喜欢这条路。
But you haven't got a choice.
但是你就是没得选。
Let me just clear one thing up.
所以我们来讲清楚一点。
Does Christians really have free will?
基督徒到底有没有自由选择的意志呢？
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior, you've given up your free will to Him.
如果你要耶稣基督作为你个人的救主，那你就是把你的自由意志交在主的手中了。
We do not choose anymore.
我们不再自己为自己做选择。
We either obey or disobey.
我们要么顺服，要么不顺服。
The problem is,If we choose our way, then we are disobeying God's way.
如果我们按照我们自己的喜好来选自己的道路，那我们就违背了神的道路。
And when we disobey God, then we will not achieve the promises of the Bible that God wants to give us.
如果我们违背了神的意志，我们就不会像圣经一样去成就圣经里所记载的那些。
We cannot decide, I do A, B, C, but I won't do D, E, and F.
我们不能够说我又要读 A B C D， 但是我又要读 E F。
But I like X Y Z。
但是我又选要 X Y Z， 我要选别的路。
No. When we walk the path, it's A B C D E F G all the way down.
但是我们所说的这个道路是其实是每一段每一段的路程，每一段路程都要经过。
If we decide to stop at C.
如果你只是在走完 C 路程就停了。
For the rest of your life, you will not move on to D.
那你剩余的时间，生命的就时间，不会走到 D 的那个下一层。
God's rules are God's rules.
神的原则就是原则。
God's ways are God's ways.
神的道路就是他的道路。
And sometimes, in order to go from C to D, the flesh hates it.
有时候让我们从 D C 层走到 D D 层的下一层，我们的肉体是很讨厌这样的事的。
Our mind.Cannot understand it.
而且我们的头脑是很难明白的。
There will be times when we literally are unhappy with God.
甚至在那段时间，我们都会对神生气的。
Unhappy with our lives.
然后对我们自己的生活也非常不满意的。
Where is God?
然后就开始问
：Why can't He do this?
神为什么不能帮我
？And yet, Sunday after Sunday, we are told God loves us. God loves us, and He does.
每一个星期天我们一听到的时候就听到神爱我们神爱我们是的神爱你们
But his love for you is go from C to D
但是他对你的爱是要你把 C 层走到 D 层
Not to please your flesh
而不是要去满足你的肉体
He wants you to walk that path
他是想让你走到下一层路上
Including the difficult parts
包括那些很难走的路程
The unhappy parts
那些不开心的路程
The suffering parts
那些受苦的路程
That path that God wants us to walk.
神要我们走的这个路程
is narrow.
是窄的
is rocky.
是有石头立的
it goes upwards.
而且是要往上的更累人的
it takes strength.
是需要力气的
it takes discipline.
还需要自律
Amen. But the path that our flesh wants to walk is slippery and easy slide. Hallelujah!
但是我们
It's a holiday.
我们想要的那种肉体上的路程呢，就是什么都是万事大吉、
That's why
万事丰丰顺的
holiday and go on the slide.
所以我们一到放假就赶快去度假呀。
Well, we Christians, we want holiday all the time.
我们作为基督徒是常常这样子喊要度假。
We want to be on a leisure boat, not in a lifeboat.
我们很想去那种休闲的救生船上，而不是那个生命的救生船上。
We want to reap, not sow.
我们是想只是撒种，可是不想收割。我们只是想收割，不想撒种。
We want to stay at home and not fight.
我们只是想宅在家里面，可是我们不想去征战。
But we are told it's okay.
但是，而且我们又却觉得，哎，这样也可以啊。
Well, we've been lied to.
其实你是在谎言当中
的。The Bible show us of God who has a purpose in your life and for my life.
圣经明明告诉我们，神在你的生命中和我的生命中有一个目的。
We can take it.
我们一定要拿住这个。
We're adults.
我们是大人。
We can do it.
我们可以做得到。
Amen. We can. God knows we can complete our journey. We can complete our race.
神知道我们会走完这程路，会走完的。
And so today I want to show you.
所以今天我们要看的是
when God guides us.
当神来带领我们时
when God directs down our path.
当他给我们指方向在道路
上时 not always easy.
其实都不容易的。
When he sends us to a battle.
当他让我们去到一个战场。
Yes, God will send us to battle.
是的，主要把我们放到战场上的。
Yes, we will engage the enemy.
是的，神要我们面对敌人的。
We can deny the existence of the devil as much as you like.
你可能想去否认所有敌人或者敌人的工作。
That does not get rid of the devil in your life.
你就算自己否认掩耳盗铃也好，可是在的还是在啊。
Amen.What about if he sends you into the enemy's territory?
如果神把你放到敌人的营垒当中，你要怎么办？
What happens if he sends you into battle and you suffer?
如果神要把你放在战场中，你又要怎么办？
It destroys most modern theology.
这种真正的经历会让大部分的所谓的信仰都摧毁了。
Theology about our understanding of God.
这种神学的信仰基本上就全摧毁了。
Suffering and inconvenience.In life is part of Christianity.
受苦而且不容易，其实都是我们信仰中的一部分。
It may not be part of the modern Western church theology, but it is part of the biblical teaching.
这也许不是大部分教会愿意去讲的一个话题，但却是在圣经中常说到的话题。
It is part of the gospel.
是福音的一部分。
The disciples, the apostles, Jesus themselves has demonstrated to us.
就是耶稣自己还有他的门徒都彰显了这个受苦的一面给我们。
The church in Acts has demonstrated is a testimony to us.
使徒行传里面所有的故事都是这个事情的见证。
Amen. When they walk their path.
当他们走到他们的路程上。
When they run their race.
当他们开始赛跑的时候。
That's part of the challenge.
这就是他们的试炼。
You see, we for us to break through in our lives.
所以，如果我们说我们在生活中想要突破
，Well, where you and I want to get to next?
那就是你和我下一步要走到哪个路程上呢
？For us to receive the answer prayer that we've been praying about.
让我们能够真的收到我们所祷告事情的答案。
He may put us into a situation.
他神会把你放在一个特别的情况当中
where you have to suffer.
让你去受苦
in order to be victorious.
为了让你最后得胜
to go from C to D.
从 C 路程走到 D 路程
But if we say no, this is not Christianity.
如果我们说不要，这才不是我的信仰呢
This is not part of God.
这才不是神呢
This is not my understanding of God.
这才不是我认识的那个神呢
You're preaching a false gospel.
你在那乱讲福音
Then I will challenge you.
那我今天就要挑战你
Prove me wrong.
你今天来证明我是错的好不好
From the scripture.
你从圣经里来证明我的错
Amen?Because this could be the key missing link in our lives.
因为这个就是我们生命中的一个缺乏的认知部分。
That if we say to the Lord, Lord, if even when it's difficult for me,
如我们跟主说，主啊，就算再苦
，Holy Spirit, take me by the my neck.
就算是圣灵，他会捏着我的脖子往我往前拎
，and drag me forward.
直接把我拎到前面去
，even if I don't like it.
就算我心不甘情不愿
，because if The Bible promises us one thing.
因为圣经应许了我们一件事情。
God will not allow us to go through something beyond that will destroy us.
神不会把我们经不起的试探给我们，不会让我们真的毁灭的。
Even though we feel it, even though we feel it's going to kill us.
就算我们觉得死了，就是问题就把我们杀死了。
But it doesn't mean God will let it crush us.
但其实神不会让危险真的碰到我们。
Amen. Because sometimes, in order to gain victory.
因为有的时候，为了能够得胜。
Sometimes people say, "No pain, no gain."
所以就像世人常常说的，没有痛苦就没有收获。
For our children to get into university, they've got to go through pain of study.
所以就连孩子们，他们要进入大学，他们也要经历上学的这种难受。
For an athlete to win, they've got to go through the pain of discipline and training.
运动员要是能赛跑拿奖，也是要他们很长时间的训练。
And yet, in our Christianity, we don't want any of that.
但是呢，却在我们的基督徒的信仰当中，会说：“哎，我才不要受苦呢。”
We need to run towards where the Holy Spirit is.
我们要你跟圣灵一起。
Not run away.
而不是逃跑。
The Bible said, "Run our race."
圣经里面说要我们赛跑。
Not run away.
不是要跑走逃跑。
Is am I right?
听懂了吗
？Run the race, not run away.
我们说是赛跑哦，不是说要逃跑哦。
Amen. And that is what it means by fighting the good fight.
所以这是为什么说我们要打那美好的胜仗。
Because the enemy will want to stop you.
因为敌人想停止。
Your flesh will want to stop you.
你的肉体也想阻止你。
The world will want to stop you.
世界也想阻止你。
And the first battle every day is to get out of bed.
每天早上的第一个征战就是起床。
Amen. The first battle is always us.
每次你发现的第一个征战其实都是我们自己。
A decision every day, do I trust God?
每天的决定我今天要不要信神。
A decision every day saying, I've decided today I'm going to follow Jesus.
今天每天的决定都是我主啊我要跟随你。
And so let me show you an example in Book of Acts chapter 16.
所以今天我们在使徒行传十六章来看一个例子。
Paul and Silas are on their missionary journey.
保罗和希拉在他们传道的路上。
And in verse 6-7, it reads like this. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak to the word in Asia,And when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
六到七节，因为圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带地方，到了梅西亚的边界，他们想要去皮推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
Paul and Silas were serving the Lord.
保罗和希拉在侍奉神。
They went on their mission.
他们在侍奉神的路上。
They wanted to go to Asia to preach the gospel.
他们想去亚细亚去讲道。
But it clearly said here twice.
但是这里却两次讲到。
That the Holy Spirit forbade them.
圣灵阻止他们不准许。
And then Paul and Silas said, "Okay, let's go that direction then."
那保罗和希拉就说，那我们换条道走那边。
In verse 7 said, "Even that direction, the Spirit of Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit, said no."
那连七节后来又说，你那个第二条路也不行，都不让。
So here we clearly see the Holy Spirit's guidance directing them where to go.
所以我们这里可以看到圣灵很清晰的带领去他们该走哪条路。
They want to go east, no.
他们要向东，说不可以。
They want to turn the other way. No.
他们向西，他们也说不可以。
And so what happened next?
那怎么办呢？后来。
Then in verse 8 says, So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
所以第八节到第九节说，他们就越过美西亚，下特罗亚去。夜间有异象向保罗显现，有一个马其顿人站着求他们说，请你过来到马其顿来帮助我们。
So when they went, so twice the Holy Spirit said no.
所以两次。
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to them the third time. Come to my Macedonia.
两次圣灵都阻止了他们自己选的那条路，而是第三次给了他们一个意象，让他们去马其顿。
You know, just to divert a little bit, the Macedonian experience actually happened to Pastor Tony before.
那我们讲个题外话哈，马其顿的这种经历哦，其实在我们的 Tony 牧师的身上是真的有经历过的。
Many years ago, he and I went to Botswana.
我们很多年前，我们一起去别的国家侍奉。
And I was the guest speaker.
然后我当时就是他们的请的那个客座讲员。
And then I said to the guests, I don't want to.Preach. I want to let my brother preach.
然后我对我的那些朋友们说，我今天不要跟你们讲道，我要我的这位弟兄来讲道。
And the pastor Tony said, No, I don't want to preach.
然后 Tony 牧师说，我也不要讲道。
He just didn't want to preach.
他说他也不要。
And then at night, when
那天晚上他睡觉的时候
，A vision came.
有一个异象来了。
One of the local people said.Come and preach to us.
有一个当地的人在梦里跟他们说，有在异象跟他说，你来跟我们讲道。
Then when he woke up, he said, Joshua, I need to preach.
所以他醒来以后，他就说 ，Joshua, 我今天必须要讲道。
So the Macedonian man actually works.
所以这个马其顿的经历是真的管用的。
And we had miracles.
然后我们当时就看到了各样的神迹。
Loads of people's lives got changed.
看到很多人的生命得了改变。
Amen. Every time you go on a mission, it's always good fun.
每次我们去到那种传道的路上，都是很有趣的。
Anyway, so this happened to Paul and Silas. Come to Macedonia.
所以这个马其顿的经历也发生在保罗和希拉的生命中。
So everybody agreed. The Holy Spirit.Made that decision.
大家同意吗？是圣灵做的那个决定。
Did they choose that?
是保罗和希拉选的路吗
？No.
不是。
Everybody got to bear that in mind.
大家一定要把这个记住哦。
Holy Spirit chose Macedonia.
是圣灵选的，让他们去马其顿。
And so in verse 10 said, and when Paul seen this vision, immediately he sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
第十节，保罗既看见这异象，我们就立即设法往马其顿去，认为神呼召我们传福音给那里的人。
Verse 11, so setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony.We remain in this city some days.
十一到十二节，我们从特罗亚开船，直行驶到撒摩特拉。第二天到了尼亚波里，从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一带的一个重要城市，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。
So they went to Philippi.
所以他们先去到了腓立比
，which is in Macedonia.
就是在马其顿的一个城市。
So guys.If it wasn't for this Macedonian vision,
如果不是马其顿当时他们看到了异象
you wouldn't have the book of Philippians.
你们就看不到腓立比书这本书了。
Okay? Okay. So what happened when they went to Philippi?
所以他们去到腓立比发生什么呢
They went and looked and searched where people gathered.
他们当时去找那些人聚集的地方。
And they found a place where people prayed.
他们找到了一个大家都在祷告的地方。
And they found a woman called Lydia.
然后他们就看到了一个叫黎底亚的一个女人。
A businesswoman, and they led her to Christ.
然后就是他们把她这个女人带的信主的。
All going really well.
非常的顺利。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Put it on the newsletter.
哦，都上新闻了。
Things are going well. Keep praying for us.
万事顺利哦，大家要继续为我们祷告哦。
We led a rich woman to Christ.
我们带了一个那个做生意的那个富婆来圣主了哦。
So it's very exciting.
就很兴奋的事情哦。
Because this all came by a vision of a Macedonian man.
哦，都是谢谢那个就是马其顿里头那个异象里头那个人
叫我们来。If that happened to us, wouldn't Sister Betty will be happy?
如果不是因为那个事情，那
Hallelujah.
那么开心吗
This is very supernatural.
这个是超自然的。
And then things changed.
然后呢，事情就开始发生变化。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And we were going to the place in prayer. We were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owner much gain by fortune telling.
十六节，后来我们就往祷告的地方去时，有一个被占卜的灵附身的使女迎面走来，她使用法术使她的主人们发了大财。
So things were going really well until they met a girl.Who had the spirit of divination?
所以本来一切都万事顺利的，直到他们遇到了这个有占卜的灵附身的使女。
Now this is very significant.
这个很重要哦。
Because this girl was very well known.
因为这个使女就很多人都认识她的。
And made her master a lot of money.
因为她能够帮她的主人发大财。
In other words,
换句话说
she was a strong man.
她是一个淫累，就是很强的人。
The principalities and powers were working through her.
因为是一个很强的属灵的淫累在她里面，所以她才有这样的能力。
This spirit dominated the area.
这个占卜的灵完全控制了当时那个地区。
And this spirit is very deceiving.
这个占卜的灵欺骗性很强。
Because in verse 17 says, she followed Paul and cried, and us crying out, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation.
十七节，他跟保罗和我们喊着说，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传讲救人的道路。
If it's today's Christian, they would go around,Hey, sister slave girl, you must be a prophet.
那这个换到今天我们讲的通俗一点呢，就是有人在这个路上碰到了使女哈，就跟他说，哇，使女，你肯定是一个有预言的人，会讲预言的人。
She told everybody something about me that no one else knew.
因为她跟我讲的这些事情别人都不知道。
Be careful.
那你们要小心了。
Because if the Bible never said she had the spirit of divination, we thought,She would be a prophet.
如果你不是因为读到圣经看到有占卜的灵的，你可能还以为你碰到是一个有先知预言能力的基督徒来着。
Here's an example of prophecy is not just prediction.
所以我一直在强调是有预言的能力，并不代表你是可以预测未来的。
It's not just saying something accurately.
并不是说你说的东西正确，你就是来自于神的
灵。Because the devil can do it the same.
因为连魔鬼都有这个能力，可以说得很正确。
Amen. You got to look at them from.The fruits.
你要从他们的生命中的果子来判断他
们是。What was her fruit?
那她的果子是什么呢
？Money.
是钱。
Her motivation is money.
她动力就是钱。
Amen. That's the purpose. It was not to edify, not to encourage, not to build Paul and Silas up.
她不是为了要鼓励，也不是为了要建造保罗和希拉，都是关乎于钱而已。
It was for the audience around. Wow, look at her divine power. She even knows these men are from God.
她就是给这些观众们展示看的，让这些观众们觉得哇，你看她多厉害，她竟然都知道保罗和希拉是哪里来的人。
Verse 18 said, and this she kept doing for many days.
所以继续说她的。这样子好几天都是这样叫喊的。
Paul having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in Jesus' name, in Christ Jesus, to come out of her. And it came out of her that very hour.
因为他一直这样叫喊，所以保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那灵说，我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来，那灵立刻出来了。
Here is a dominant spirit.
这是一个有占据的灵。
And all it took was out in Jesus' name.
需要所做的就是斥责那灵从他身上出来。
That's the power of God upon the lives of Paul and Silas.
这就是神的生命在保罗和希拉的身上。
And as a result, the girl lost the spirit.
所以结果是这个使女就没有这个占卜的灵了。
She couldn't do any predictions anymore.
她再不能这样子预测未来了。
So her master saw that she's lost a money-making thing.
然后他的主人呢就发现他哎没价值了，竟然不能帮他发大财。
And so he decided to stir up trouble.
所以他们就开始有出了很多麻烦。
And stir up the crowd against Paul and Silas.
然后这些因为想赚钱的那些主人心里就不服，所以他们就找了那些会众一起来攻击他们保罗和希拉。
And then had Paul and Silas arrested.
然后他们竟然把他们抓到监里去。
Remember.
你记住哦。
Who brought them to Macedonia?
谁把他们带到马其顿的呀
？So now they got arrested.
现在他们好了，竟然进了监狱去了。
Whose fault is it?
是谁的错呢
？Verse 22.
我们再来看22节。
The crowd joined in. This is what they done. They attacked them.
看到22节没有？说会众都一起来攻击他们。
And the magistrate tore the garments off.Them and gave them order to beat them with rods.
官长们吩咐撕开他们的衣裳，然后用棍子打。
So the crowds attacked them.
这个一群会众一起攻击他们。
Their clothes were ripped off.
他们的衣服竟然都就是保罗和希拉的衣服都被撕烂。
And they started beating them with rods.
然后他们还拿棍子打他们。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Macedonian man calling them there.
因为那个意象，就马其顿的意象，有人召他们来马其顿。
Paul and Silas wanted to go to Asia.
保罗和希拉本来说，我想是去亚细亚来着。
No. They turn around and want to go somewhere else. No.
然后又说，刚才几条路都被神阻拦了。
But the Holy Spirit sent them to Philippi.
然后神竟然让他们去腓立比。
Now they're beaten up.
然后现在好了，被打。
How would you feel?
你会怎么想？
This is happening to you.
如果你身上有这种事情发生的话
，Paul, did you really see a vision?
然后我们就会开始质疑保罗，你确定你看到了异象吗
？Was it really a Macedonian man, or is it the devil in disguise?
你确定你听看清楚了那是马其顿的居民吗？还是是那些撒旦他们自己装成的马其顿的居民
？I can imagine Silas say, "Paul, this was all your fault."
我可以想象希拉对保罗说，都是你的错。
Why couldn't you have left this slave girl alone?
你当时为什么要管那个使女呢？你不管她就好了嘛。
This is what we Christians would think. This can't be God's will.
这肯定不是神的旨意的。
God is not like that.
神才不是这样的呢。
He wouldn't have sent us to suffer.
他才不会让我们受这种棍子打的苦呢。
But the Bible does not lie.
但是圣经就是不撒谎的。
It is the Holy Spirit who sent them to Philippi.
是圣灵让他们去的腓立比。
Sent them straight into the enemy's territory.
让他们直接进入到敌人的营地。
Sent them into a stronghold.
直接把他们进入到敌人的营地。
And now they're being beaten up.
然后他们现在被棍子打。
With their clothes ripped off.
衣服也被撕烂。
Beaten with rods.
还被他们用棍子打。
With many wounds,
身上好多的伤。
Our theology said that can't be God.
那我们的神圣观点就说，这肯定不是神啊。
Our understanding of God said God can't be the one allowed this.
我们的神学观点说，神不可能让我们基督徒这么受苦的。
But the truth is, it was Him.
但事实就这个就是神的旨意。
It was the Holy Spirit that sent them to Philippi.
就是圣灵让他们去腓立比的。
Why?
为什么?
It's for a purpose.
因为为了一个目的。
This is part of their run, part of their path.
这是他们必经的一个路程。
It is part of their C to D.
这是他们从 C 到 D 必须走的路程。
They had to go into the enemy's territory.
他们必须进到敌人的营地。
In order to do what God wanted them to do.
才能做到神的旨意在那个营地要做的事情。
Not only to save Lydia.
不光是 救那个富婆
But to deliver the people in Philippi
但是是要腓立比的人得释放
But to get to the right people
但是要去到正确的人那里
God had to send them into the enemy's territory
神就是必须把他们放到敌人的营地中
And when they're in the enemy's territory
当他们在敌人营地中
Part of the job is that you get beaten up
那其中的一部分的享受呢就是被棍子打
You get hurt
然后就会被伤害到
Is that biblical?
这是圣经的教导。
Look at Jesus.
看看耶稣自己。
Look at the other apostles.
看到其他的门徒们。
Why is it not part of the theology today?
为什么今天的神学竟然忘了这些事情呢
？But if we avoid these things,
但是如果我们一直躲避这样的苦难
，then there's no book of Philippians.
那我们就今天读不到腓立比书了。
Sometimes God will take us through a journey.
好的时候神会带我们到各样的路程
He allows things to happen in your life
他允许一些事情发生在你身上
He is not the author of it
他并不是那个作者
But
起始者
But he sends you there
但是他还是要你去那里
Or he allows certain things to happen to you
或者说他允许一些事情发生在你身上
Because God wants to see something brought out from you
因为神想从你的生命中带出一些东
西来 God wants to put you in the place where you can do His will.
神想要把它你放在他的旨意里面，能够做到神的旨意。
And sometimes it involves pain.
那其中有些代价就是痛苦的。
And many of us we go through pain.
那我们很多人当中也经历过苦难。
We go through suffering.
也经历过痛苦。
And if you've been a faithful Christian,
如果你是一个信实的基督徒
，and these things are happening to you,
那这样的事情发生在你身上。
One thing I can say to you, God is faithful.
我要跟你说的是，神真信实。
And He will not allow you to suffer for nothing.
如果神，你放心，神绝对不会让你白受这苦的。
You are in the enemy's territory.
你在敌人的营地当中。
And you have a choice.
然后你有选择。
To continue to trust the Lord.
是要继续信靠神吗？
Or to say enough is enough.
还是说我受够了。
I'm going to become a de-evangelist.
我现在再不要去传福音了。
I'm going to go around the world and tell everybody, don't become a Christian.
我要反基督教了。我要跟全世界传福音，传反福音，说不要信主了。
You see, once you go through it.
所以当你经历这些事情以后。
something happens.
就会有事发生。
You've broken the devil's back.
你会打了那敌人的背。
And then you have the power to set others free.
然后你才有这能力让其他的人也得释放。
Amen. Then you go from D to E and carry on.
然后你才会有从 D 到 E 的路程，再继续
一个路程。We are on a journey.
这是路程的一部分。
Journey, you're carrying weapons.
在我们的路程当中也会带着武器。
It is a fight.
这是我们的征战。
Amen.And I pray that in our church, many of us will make it.
所以我祷告我们教会的每个人都会走完这路程。
And that we will start, we'll run our race.
当我们在赛跑上一直赛完这个路程。
And that we will have courage.
让我们有这样的勇气。
To trust what the Lord told us.
去相信神所告诉我们的
话。To what the Bible say.
相信圣经上的话。
That we are not sowing in vain.
所以我们不是白撒种的。
We are not praying for years in vain.
我们也不是这么多年白祷告了。
God has a purpose.
神是有目的的。
We have not yet finished, so we can't see the result.
因为我们还没有赛跑完，所以就没有到终点看到结果嘛。
Suzanne and I, we came back from holiday, and we one of our walks where we go through this mountain.
那我和我妻子刚刚从度假回来，当时我们就是要上一个山。
And you go into a cave.
然后我们再还要进一个洞。
The special thing about this particular cave is that there, you can come out the other side and see the sea on the other side.
那这个洞呢，有个好处就是你这边进去呢，你还有个出口，出口以后就能看到大海。
You know, when you go into the cave, it's so scary because why? You can't see a thing.
因为当时我们过那个洞的时候，是里头很黑的，看都看不清。
And then the rock, the roof is near your head.
然后那个山洞顶，那个洞顶就在头上
面。So you're walking like that. It's very inconvenient.
所以你得一直弯着腰，很不方便的往前行。
And then suddenly you see a light.
突然你就看到了一束光在对面。
I said to Suzanne.
我就跟我的太太说。
It's like being in heaven.
我感觉好像到天堂了。
You go through the tunnel.
我们在像那么走了这么一个黑暗的一条道。
And then you see the light.
终于隧道之后看到了光。
Brothers and sisters, we are all going walking around like this. We can't see.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们都是这样弯腰前进，其实眼前的
事也看
不清。But
we know that the Holy Spirit told us to walk through this.
但是我们又确定圣灵指的就是这条路，就是要在这个隧道里面走。
You can't see it.
你看不清。
It looks like you're wasting your time.
你甚至在走的时候，你在说我在浪费时间，是不是我祷告都在浪费时间
？Serving the Lord.
是不是我所有的侍奉都是
Trusting the Lord with your life.
所以我这样的信号和侍奉都是浪费时间吗
It feels painful.
当时那个感觉很痛苦
Tedious.
很多眼泪
Very unrewarding.
特别觉得没有任何的报偿的感觉
Sunday after Sunday.
每个周日这样周日的来周日去
Day after day.
每天如此
You're praying day after day.
你每天都这样子的祷告
You're not even sure whether someone's there to hear you.
你甚至都不太确定你的祷告到底有没有听见
But the good news is,
但是好消息是
at least you're walking.
至少你还在走路
You're going into the tunnel.
你至少还是在隧道里面继续前进
Don't be a person who just stands outside, I'm not going in there.
千万不要成为那个站在洞外的人说我才不要走这个隧道
I'm not even sure where there is another end.
我都不确定那边到底还有没有出口
So are we going to be a Christian? They're going to stand outside the cave and say, I'm not going to go in there.
那我们是不是要当这样的基督徒就站在那个洞的门口说我不要走进那个洞里面
But God has told us, on the other side is where the destiny is.
但是神却说就是那个洞后面那个出口才是你要得到的地方。
No, my theology said, no, this is not it. If it's from God, this should be something that's brighter.
那我的神学告诉我，这个洞就不是来自于神的。要是神的洞，一定是有光亮的。
There should be an angel guiding me.
那前面肯定有天使带着我走过那光亮的道路的。
No,
不是这样。
Amen. I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, much of life.God does not send an angel and fly you there.
所以我现在想告诉你们一个事实哈，就是你生命中大部分的情况，神都不会派一个天使来，然后把你驮着过去那个隧道的。
How do you get there?
你是怎么要过这个隧道呢
？Step at a time.
是自己靠着信心一步一步往前走。
And it's hard.
是很难的。
It's annoying.
是很讨厌的。
It's tedious.
是很。
It's difficult.
就是都是困难的。
And then in the middle of the tunnel, you get beaten up.
然后你竟然还在走隧道的时候被人用棍子打。
It gets harder.
然后竟然更难。
But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the moment you see the light,
但是弟兄姊妹们，当你看到光的那一刻
，joy overwhelms you.
你那种无法言语的喜乐
，because you realize,
因为你意识到
the joy that's unspeakable.
那种无法言语的喜乐就在那里。
When you get to your destiny,
当你到了你的终点时，
you find meaning in your life.
你会突然觉得这一切都有意义。
Amen. Amen. If you feel that your life, you want your life to be counted.
如果你想让你的生命一生都有意义，
then run the race.
那你就要继续赛跑。
Then be prepared.
然后要继续赛跑。
It's not going to be easy.
就知道这是不容易的。
It means you got to.Do things that you don't want to do.
你要知道你会要面临和做那些你不想做的事。
But if we remain outside, we won't go in. Nothing will happen.
如果我们选择是站在洞外，就是不要走进这个隧道的话，那这个路就堵死了，就什么都不发生。
That's why, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
if you're one of these people standing outside the cave,
如果你们现在就是那个站在洞外的那个人，
say to the Holy Spirit.
你对圣灵说，
Holy Spirit, if it's your will for me to walk in there.Drag me in there.
你对圣灵说，如果是你的旨意让我走那隧道，你今天就拎着我的脖子把我拎进去。
Don't give me a choice.
不要给我任何选择。
Amen. Hallelujah. My will is your will.
我的旨意就是神你自己的旨意。
God has given I've given up my will. Your word is my will. I will obey or disobey.
我已经放弃了我自己的自由意志给了你，所以主啊，你的旨意就是我的自由意志，所以你带着我，我要么顺服，要么违背。
Meanwhile, when you're walking in this journey, God put you in a difficult place.
所以在我们走这个路程的时候，神会把我们放到一些苦难当中。
He puts you in the enemy's territory.
会把我们放到敌人的营地。
Everything becomes difficult.
发现什么事情都变难了。
And they start attacking you.
然后还竟然有那么多的攻击。
Ripping your clothes off.
还有人撕我们的衣服。
Beat you with rods.
还拿棍子打。
Doesn't end there.
这个都不是结束哦。
Verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
And when they had inflicted the many blows, not just a few blows, many blows.
他们这里被打了许多棍哦，看清楚，打了很多棍哦，不是一下子哦。
And then threw them into prison.
就把他们下在监里了。
Threw them.
把他们丢到监里了。
Throw them into prison.
就是丢东西的意思，丢到监里了。
Ordering the jailer to keep them safely.
然后
having received this order, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
还被嘱咐要那些狱警严谨的看守他们。这些狱警还领了这样的命令，就把他们下在监里，两脚还拴在木架上。
I tell you, if I was Silas.
我告诉你，如果我是希拉的话，
I'll look at Paul.
我会看看保罗说，
It's all your fault.
都是怪你，都怪你，
懒的，
就是怪你。
Right. You caused all this problem.
就是你造成了问题。
You say you saw a vision.
你自己说你看到的异象。
And I followed you because I thought you were a great man.
我还以为你是神的仆人，然后我就真的信了你这个意象。
I gave up everything to follow you.
我放弃了所有的一切，我就跟着你的这个意象。
And now I got.Black eyes in both of my eyes.
好了，现在我成了熊猫眼。
And my back is all bruised and swollen.
然后我后面全都被棍打的一块青一块紫的。
I'm half naked.
然后我们还是半裸状态。
Not only are they putting us in prison, they put us into inner prison.
他们不光是把我们下在监里，他是把我们关进去了。
I'm now in chains.
然后我们现在好，还脚还拴在木架上。
What am I going to tell the church?
那我要跟我的教会现在怎么说话？
Can you imagine?
你们可以想象吗？
Writing a newsletter.
你要给教会的人写一个现在的状况哈，现状。
Pastor Joshua now is in. It's not glorious, is it? We don't want to hear these things.
你会发现教会的人都不想听到他们这种消息，是不是？
Nobody stands in front of people on a Sunday. You know, I suffered.
你谁也不愿意，好像我们在这里好像讲道一样，还要跟你们说
I tried to follow God, but I'm
suffering. 我其实很努力的在跟随神，可是我真的很苦。
Amen. Most of the time, when you hear testimonies,
所以很多时候当你们听见证的时候
it's the end of the story.
你们都是听到了那个故事的结尾而已。
But most of us, we're not end of the story. We're not even halfway through our story.
但我们很多人还在我们的故事的前半段，都没有到后面的结尾呢。
Amen. But the truth is,
但事实是
they are in jail.
他们在监里
because of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的旨意。
Does everybody agree?
大家同意吗？
Does everybody agree?
同意了吗？
But they're there for a purpose.
但是他们在那里是有目的的。
It's part of their walk.
这是他们必走的一条路。
They're in the enemy's territory.
他们要进入敌人的营地。
The prison is the very heart of the enemy's territory.
这个监狱就是敌人营地的心脏。
So what did they do?
那他们在那里能怎么办呢？
Verse 23 and 4 tells us.
第二十三到第二十四节。
And when they had About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing.
所以约在半夜，保罗和希拉他们干嘛？他们在祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Well, if I was with Paul,
如果我换作是我在保罗身边的话
，If I was Silas,
如果我是那个希拉的话
，I would say my name sounds so Chinese.
我说我的名字好像听着很中国话啊。
希拉，希拉，
我们就会说 I'm dead, 然后就会抱怨开。
Silas is
希拉就是
谁啦？
希拉就是那个死了的谐音，谐音梗。
And so my song will be 希拉，希拉。
所以我就会唱我自己的名字，就是希拉。
主啊，我死啦，我死啦。
I'm dead.
Is that the kind of hymn they were singing? I would be singing that.
他们唱的是这样的赞美诗呢？这个赞美诗就我是会这样唱。
No wonder why in Hebrew there's a word 希拉。
难怪在希伯来书里面
，In Psalm, 希拉 means Pause.
原来在希腊那个希腊文里面，
you know, when
希伯来文里面
when
the 希
腊
是指暂停的意思。
To me, 希腊。
所以对我来说，我一讲希腊两个字，我就想到死了。
Those are the kind of song for people like me. 希腊，希腊。
所以要换我来唱歌，我就会唱死了的歌。
Why would I say that? No faith.
为什么我会这样的反应？因为没信心。
It's our human nature.
因为我们的人性里面的罪。
Oh God, why am I in jail?
主啊，为什么把我下到
监狱里了？Why is it so difficult?
为什么这么难？
And what do you do?
然后你能怎么办?
Many times, if you're like me, I just wanted to pack my bags.
很多时候，如果你跟我一样，我就想打包走人了。
And say to the Lord, I've had enough.
然后我就跟神说，我受够你了。
I'm going to go and get myself a better job.
我自己要去找份工作了，不跟你了。
Right? I'm going to stay kind of as a Christian.
我会当一个半个基督徒。
The best I can do, Lord, is give money to the church.
唯一做的就是我偶尔在教会里面放点钱。
But Lord, leave me alone.
主啊，你现在不要管我了，让我走吧。
I don't want to serve you anymore.
我再不要这样的方式来侍奉你。
It's too difficult for me.
太难了。
Amen. Do you see?
所以
this is why God is working in our lives.
所以这是为什么神就要在我们生命中来管教我们啊。
He's given us little exercise, train every day.
他是想要给我们一些训练，每天都这样子的训练。
So that we too can be like Paul and Silas.
让我们训练到有一天也有像保罗和
希拉的这样特质。Instead of moaning and groaning like Pastor Joshua.
而不是像Joshua 这样子的抱怨哈。
They can pray and sing hymns to God.
但是保罗和希拉他们是在祷告，既然是唱诗赞美神。
So loud that they were in the inner prison. Remember?
记得他们人在监狱哦。
In the very, very deep of the prison.
他们在监狱的最深处哦。
They sang loud.
然后他们大声的唱诗赞美。
Very loud.
他们非常大声的。
And pray really loud.
他们故意祷告的非常大声。
And I'm sure they pray in tongues as well.
我确定他们也会是讲方言祷告。
And then the rest of the prisoners were listening.
然后其他的那些众囚犯都在侧耳倾听。
And the Bible says in verse 26, suddenly.
然后二十六节说，突然。
You see, it takes the Macedonian man to say, "Come."
你看，刚开始是说马其顿的那个异象里头的当地人跟他们说，来来来，
马其顿。The Holy Spirit sends them into the heart of the enemy territory.
然后圣灵就把他们派到了敌人的营地当中。
Where does God manifest?
神在哪里彰显了？
Where does God show up?
神当时有彰显吗？
It wasn't in the city square.
根本就不是在城市里彰显的。
It wasn't where Lydia was.
也不是在那个富婆那儿彰显的。
It wasn't nowhere except in the prison.
他是在监狱里面彰显的。
In the prison is where God showed up.
是终于在监狱里的时候神亲自彰显
了。The brothers and sisters, the good news is according to the scripture's example, in the midst of our troubles where God will show up.
所以按照圣经的原则来说，我们在哪里会发现神的彰显，就最低谷最难处最难的时候。
But the condition is they carried on praising the Lord.
条件是他们在祷告，在唱诗赞美神。
Sometimes you may have to praise the Lord with tears.
有的时候你可能还得带点眼泪的这样子唱诗赞美。
Your heart feeling painful.
你的心也是心口疼的。
You may sing like this.
你可能是咬牙切齿的在唱。
主啊，你知我的软弱。
咬牙切齿的唱。
主啊，你救我了。
Lord, save me.
死啦。
I'm dead.
But I'm telling you, even when you are down,
所以就算你们很失落，
you don't know how this is going to end.
你也不知道最后结果到底怎么样。
Suddenly.
突然。
You know the word suddenly?
你们看到忽然两个字没有？
Isn't it verse 26 so important? The first two words, and suddenly.
所以一定要注意这最重要的26节的两个字叫做忽然。
There was a great earthquake.
突然地大震动。
So the foundation of the prison was shaken.
甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
And immediately all the doors were opened. And every bonds were unfastened.
监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都解开了。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it is only in the prison.
这是在监狱里的事。
Can you experience the earthquake?
在监狱里面地大震动。
And the miraculous deliverance of God.
看到神这么敬我们所敬畏的神做这么大
件事。Because from this point onwards,
因为从这个点开始再往后，
the jailer got saved,
你会发现那些狱警
都已经得救 saved,
所以当时的众囚犯都得救，
the jailer's family was saved,
那些狱警的家人还得救，
and even the magistrate was scared of them,
就连那些法官看到都会害怕，
whole thing was turned around,
所有的事情都大翻转了，
and it all began with the Macedonian man,
开始就是那个马其顿的异象里头那个当地人叫他们来，
don't go there.
圣灵阻止他们去其他的地方，
but they went by faith.
但是他们就是带着信心去了马其顿，
then they met the challenge.
然后他们就面临了这一大堆的挑战，
they were beaten up,
被棍子打，
sent into prison,
被下到监里，
but God in the midst of the prison gave them a great victory.
但是神就在监的最中心给了他们一个极大的胜利。
We have the book of Philippians.
所以我们就有了腓立比书。
What will be your testimony and my testimony when we get to heaven?
当我们去见神的时候，我们有什么样的见证呢？
Amen. Let's make it one that we say we finish our race.
一定要我们的见证是我们跑完了自己刚当走的路。
But to finish your race, you've got to have this mentality.
但是如果你要跑完这段路，你需要有一个认知的。
The renewal of your mind.
你需要更新你的认知的。
The life as a Christian.
那作为基督徒的一生
is not always easy.
不是容易的。
And sometimes,
有时
not always,
也不是说所有的时候，
it might even involve suffering.
都会让你有很大的苦难。
When that happens,
当这样的事情发生，
God, always remember this, God will never allow you to go through something that's beyond you.
永远要记得这一点，神不会把你承受不了的加给你。
And if he has allowed you,
如果他允许这事发生了，
there's an earthquake,waiting.
你就记得会有一个地震等着你。
And suddenly all the bonds will fall off.
或所有的锁链突然就全部解开。
And in one moment all your problems are gone.
忽然所有的事情都走了。
And all
问题都走了。
And when God delivers you, you won't remember a thing.
当神把你释放了以后，之前的那些苦也都不记得了，也就忘了。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
谢谢圣灵你的带领。
And there are many brothers and sisters in our church.
我们当中有很多的基督徒弟兄姊妹们。
Who are all going in that journey.
都在这样的路程当中。
And they will, we will succeed.
我们会得胜。
We will see our day of deliverance.
我们会看到我们被松绑的那一
日。 We will see our breakthrough.
我们会看到我们的突破。
We will see the purpose of our lives being fulfilled.
我们会看到我们这一生的意义得以成就。
God, we're going to trust you.
主啊，我们信靠你。
We know your ways are higher than our ways.
我们知道你的道路高过我们的道路。
We know your thoughts are not our thoughts.
我们也知道你的意念高过我们的意念。
We know your purpose are greater than ours.
我们知道你的目的远远高过我们的目的。
Father, I just pray during the times when it's challenging for our brothers and sisters.
所以主啊，我们祷告，在我们还在困难当中的时候
，Help us to remember.
帮助我们能记住
that God is with us.
神与我们同在
，and that we will have our victory.
我们会有得胜。
We will not be crushed.
我们不会被震碎。
We will not be destroyed.
我们不会被毁坏。
God will make us stronger.
神会让我们更强壮。
And we will do greater exploits.
会让我们有更大的得胜。
The victory is already reassured.
得胜已经给了我们。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That your love for us, O God, is not how we would describe it.
你给我们的爱不是我们口中以为的爱。
But you do everything for a purpose.
主啊，你所做的每一件事情都有它的目的。
And I just ask you, God, help us to be intelligent people.
主啊，你来帮助我们学聪明一点。
Obedient people.
能够学顺服些。
No matter how difficult it is.
不管事情有多么难。
We will not give up.
我们都不会放弃。
We will succeed here in London.
我们会在伦敦得胜。
We will see the souls being saved.
我们会看到灵魂的得救。
We will see the purpose of our lives.
我们会看到我们人生的意义。
Father, we thank you. We cannot see the future, but we believe our future is secure in you.
主啊，虽然我们看不到我们的未来，但是我们却知道我们的未来在你里面是安全的。
Father, during this time that is uncertain around the world, help us to be stronger.
主啊，在这个动荡的时代，让我们更加强壮。
Help us to be available to those who do not know you.
让我们为那些不认识你的人成为他们的器皿。
Father, I ask you, God, in everyday life,
主啊，我们在每一天的生活当中
give us wisdom,
给我们智慧
help us know what to do,
让我们知道该怎么做
help us to trust you,
让我们来信靠你
in everything, Lord,
在每一件事情上
we thank you, Jesus,
主啊，我们谢谢你
that you bless our brothers and sisters so much,
你这样子来祝福我们的弟兄姊妹们
help us, Lord, to never to forget,
让我们永远都不要忘记
that you pay the price,Your son paid a price for us.
你的儿子已经付了代价给我们。
So today, Lord,
所以主啊，今天
we just say, Lord, we love you.
主啊，我们就说我们爱你。
We are grateful to you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Holy Spirit, have your way.
圣灵啊，让你的旨意成就。
Direct our lives.
你来给我们方向。
Direct our lives.
你给我们方向。
Let our lives be blessed.
让我们的生命是真在你的祝福里。
Even when it means we go through.Trials.
就算是走到试验当中，也是你的旨意。
Even though when we go through difficult patches,
就算我们走到那困难的路上，也是
你的旨意。We will be victorious.
我们肯定会得胜。
Jesus, you are King.
因为主啊，你是我们的王。
Amen. Let's stand.
让我们起立。
是我的主，是我走正义路，高山和低谷都是你在保护，万人中唯独你爱我认识我，永远不变的情，这一生都是祝福。
是主
到一步，
这是盼望之路，
以爱
你
手
指
引我走这人生路，一步又一步，这是盼望之路，
Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today.
弟兄姊妹们，我今天想鼓励你们。
No matter what circumstance we are in,
不管你现在的光景如何，
good or bad,
不管是好还是坏，
the Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵一直与你同在。
And if you're in a difficult situation,
如果你现在正处在困难当中，
if you're going through pain,
你正在痛苦当中，
the Holy Spirit is with you.
圣灵与你同在的。
God will never let us down.
神从不让我们失落失望。
God sees your situation.
神看到你的光景。
It will not crush you.
他不会真的毁掉你。
God's going to give you your victory.
他会给你得胜。
So I encourage you.
所以我来鼓励你。
To trust the Lord.
要信靠我们的主。
Somehow.
突然。
It's all going to be okay.
一切都会有翻转。
It's all going to work out.
一切都会管用了。
Our God does not disappoint.
我们的神不会让我们失望。
He is good.
他是良善的神。
But sometimes His love.
他是爱。
When expressed in our lives.
但是在我们在表现爱的时候。
May not look like love.
也许看着不像是他在爱。
But He is.
但其实是神对你我的爱。
The fruit will be it.
因为你会看到果子。
It is difficult for us to understand.
在当中行走当中很难理解。
And none of us like.
也没有人愿意走这条路。
But if the Lord believes it's necessary.
但是如果神看这为好事。
Then He knows.
那他就知道。
This is the best for you.
这是对你的祝福。
So Father.
所以父啊。
I just pray.
我们祷告。
In our brothers and sisters who are going through a tough time.
在我们的弟兄姊妹当中，当他们有在痛苦中时。
Let your Spirit show us.
让圣灵你来给我们看到。
Show them.
看到，让他们也看到。
Let them taste your love.
让他们能够尝到、品尝到你的爱。
What it actually looks like.
能品尝到你真的爱是如何的。
Show them what you're actually trying to do.
主啊，你让他们看到你的旨意。
Father, I ask you.
主啊，我们祷告。
Let our brothers and sisters succeed.
让我们的弟兄姊妹们真的得胜。
Succeed.
他们能够成功得胜。
And be victorious.
是得胜的路。
All of us, Father.
主啊，我们所有的人。
Let us every moment of our lives.
让我们生命中的每一刻。
May be in communion with you.
都是和你的相交和团契。
And we will be victorious.
让我们最后都是得胜。
And Lord, let your will be done.
主啊，让你的旨意成就。
In every one of our lives.
在我们当中每一个人的身上。
And let no devil.
让魔鬼的势力。
No flesh.
没有任何的血气。
No world.
没有任何的世界的影响。能够阻止到这事。
And that your love.
让你的爱。
Will always be felt by us.
总是让我们感受得到。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray.
我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果你们需要带祷的话，可以到前面来。